Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the U.S. to deploy jets to Turkey. The U.S. military says it has deployed six F-16 fighter jets to the Incirlik Air Base in Turkey. Turkey agreed to allow the planes onto its soil last month in an effort against Islamic State militants. The planes were dispatched from Italy along with 300 personnel. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi announced political reforms after a cabinet meeting Sunday. Edward Uranian reports.
Iraqi State TV read a statement Sunday by Mr. Abadi. The plan eliminates the positions of three vice presidents and three deputy prime ministers. Spokesman Saad Hadithi told State TV the cabinet outlined the new reform proposal and is sending it to Parliament for discussion. The proposal is due to be voted on Tuesday. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
The Taliban has claimed responsibility for a suicide car bombing in Afghanistan. The Taliban says it was behind Saturday's explosion in Kunduz province, which Afghan officials say killed 29 people. Most of the dead were members of a pro-government militia. The Taliban also claimed responsibility for sending three suicide bombers to attack a U.S. Special Forces base near the main airport in Kabul. U.S. President Barack Obama is brushing off taunts from Iran and political complaints at home about his Iran nuclear agreement. In an interview aired Sunday on CNN, Mr. Obama dismissed a tweet by Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, which included a depiction of Mr. Obama holding a gun to his own head. The president said, quoting, "Superpowers don't respond to taunts." This is VOA News. Heavy rain continued Sunday in southeastern China, where the remnants of Typhoon Sudelor moved further inward. The storm has left at least 14 people dead. Pope Francis called for a global ban on nuclear weapons Sunday, the 70th anniversary of the U.S. dropping of an atomic bomb on Nagasaki. The atomic bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945 has been widely credited with ending World War II, but Pope Francis said, quoting, "With war, we always lose." Four vehicles belonging to the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe were set on fire outside a hotel overnight in the rebel-controlled city of Donetsk. Members of the OSCE observer mission to Ukraine said in a tweet Sunday it apparently was an arson attack. People in Ferguson, Missouri gathered Sunday to mark the shooting death 1 year ago of 18-year-old shoplifting suspect Michael Brown by a white police officer. Racial violence that followed the death through the St. Louis suburb into the national spotlight and sparked calls for better treatment of blacks by police. Wastewater from an abandoned gold mine continues to drain into the Colorado River, causing it to turn a mustard yellow color. According to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the wastewater contaminated with heavy metals is leaking into the river at a rate of more than 2,000 liters per minute. Reuters reports a number of people were killed in an attack on the Malian village of Gaberi by suspected Islamic radicals. The attack began Saturday. A shaky truce between Tuareg separatists and the government of Mali has been broken recently by violence. Voters in Haiti are choosing members of the legislature. They will be choosing from 1,800 candidates representing 20 parties. Some of the voters say they will have to sit out the election because they don't have enough money to pay for transportation to get to the polling stations. U.S. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump said Sunday he would be a strong White House advocate for women. He dismissed charges that he made a crude remark about a female television anchor who asked him a tough question at last week's debate. The political neophyte has soared to the top in surveys of Republican voters over a large field of experienced candidates, winning the support of conservatives angered at politics as usual in Washington. American Pro Football Hall of Famer and longtime broadcaster Frank Gifford has died at the age of 84. In a statement Sunday, his family said Gifford died of natural causes at his home near New York City. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.